Hello everyone, this is Anupriya Chaudhary and you're listening to Mommy Tension. It's 12 o'clock in the night and my younger son hasn't slept yet. He refuses to sleep until I go to sleep. And I had this recording to do, so I have allowed him to just lie by my side. So if you listen to any rustling noises, understand that it's the little cub. Which way, we are on day 11 of 365 days of gentle parenting, and today I'm just going to do a short recount of my day today, and then I'm going to revisit a blog that I had written some time ago, or in fact 2 years ago, about decoding child behaviors. So yes, these are bouts of realizations that I have had in the past and felt the need to revisit them, and I will be giving a gist of what I had written in that blog today after I have recounted the day, of course. So today's day wasn't a very easy day because it started with, it was a Monday, of course. That's one primary reason, and the other reason is that my younger son had to attend his online classes today, and I had to prepare him to learn to read his phonetics. So phonetics is a technique, reading technique, which becomes very easy once you get the basics right. So that wasn't much of a problem, and this is my boy sneezing, but making him sit through the class without getting distracted is a challenge. It isn't just a challenge for the younger one to sit through the class without any distractions. My older son is also slightly fidgety, and when he sits on his online classes, he is quite distracted by minutest of the items lying around him, minutest of activity that goes on around him. And because of that distraction, today he missed a very, very important instruction in class, and that had a couple of his classmates' mothers calling me back, and I wanted to shout on him. I wanted to be very angry to him, to tell him, what had he done? What have you done? You couldn't keep track of a small, tiny part of instruction. But I started off, I will admit and confess that I had almost started off. In fact, I started off, but exactly 5 words down, I stopped. And I shifted my focus on getting the problem solved. And once the problem was solved or addressed, I got back to talking to my son. I started off, I would have loved to be slightly more polite, but I was firm, and I think there are certain concerns, certain occasions wherein a slight reprimanding is required. So if you're listening to this, do tell me if you agree with me or not. So my question is that there are certain circumstances, there are certain occurrences wherein just talking firmly is not sufficient. You have to reprimand the child, even if you are not raising your voice, or you're not actually putting the child down repeatedly by your words. So something like, why did you do this? Why did you do this? I didn't do that. I just asked him, because I'm doing my coaching certification right now, so I got into that mode. I wore my coach hat and I asked him, do you realize what you have done? Do you realize what has been the consequences of what you have done? How are you going to ensure that this will not be repeated? And how do you think I should respond to what you have done? The child was absolutely confused, I have to tell you. But I had to pat my back for keeping my control and asking these questions to my child. So that was more or less the high point of the day, or rather the high parenting point of the day, because after that he realized that he had to do certain things and he did what he had to do. And my younger son is in a slight fever, which made him sleep in the afternoon, which gave me some sound hours to talk to my work friends and colleagues. But the flip side is that because he slept in the afternoon, he hasn't gone to sleep yet. So that primarily sums up my day. Now, getting down to the blog post that I wanted to read to all of you. This topic is decoding child behavior, and it's about how I manage to get my kids to listen to me. So my struggles have been in lows and highs, and this was written at a high point in my parenting journey some 2 years ago, when I thought I had decoded it all. But when I revisit it today, I think it has a lot of sense to it. The only thing is that you have to remain conscious of your actions, of your words, and you have to watch out for what to implement when. I know it can become a huge exhaustive manual, because parenting is like that, but still, just to plant some seeds of ideas, I'm going to talk about what I had written in that blog post. Why do you have to do this? What kind of a behavior is that? You will create all this mess and I will clean it up? Am I your mother or a maid? Why do you keep fighting with your cousin? Please have another bite. Please. Okay, I'll switch the television on. Please now have a bite. God, why won't you listen? I have been after you for the entire day. Have not been able to get one pence of work done today. This was me until a few months ago. I was always tired and fatigued. And then I was constantly surrounded by women, old and young, who didn't stop singing eulogies about how blessed I was to have such cute little kids. Yes, they were little, but cute. They seemed more devilish to me for sure at that point of time. I wished to retort to them, but I knew something was amiss within me only, and that's the reason that quest to find out that perfect mother in me who enjoys parenting has come up. So because all these moms on social media have such a Pali equation with their kids, or a perceived Pali equation with their kids, they keep blowing the trumpet of gentle parenting. And when I am constantly struggling to not raise my voice on my kids, it definitely does not sound music to my ears or candy to my eyes. So despite reading up all these parenting techniques and writing so much myself about how I could make parenting experiences easy, now I realize that I have to try something different. But what? Every time I raise my voice to my kids, I wonder that what is it about child behavior that I'm not able to put my finger on. So I have been experimenting for so many years. I have been trying to try new techniques. I have been trying to ask my friends, what do they do to keep that equation with their kids pally, and what works for them basically. So I have come up with some inputs and I have tried some techniques, and here are those wisdom bites how you can get your kids to listen to you. So have you ever noticed that when a child needs your attention, what does a child do? They call out on you. Mama, they'll repeat it. Mama, you don't listen, they'll repeat. Mama, you don't listen, they repeat. Mama, and they go on. And they go on until you listen to them, until you pay them that attention. They usually don't lose their calm. They just keep repeating your name and calling out to you in excitement because they have an idea that they want to communicate to you. So I think that's the way to treat them in return. Just keep calling out to them. I know it's a very difficult task to do because we are not kids and we have our hands full with different chores, personal and professional. But seriously, if you want that your child should not shout at you, shout back at you, the only way to teach them that is to follow the protocol yourself. So just remember this from now onwards. When kids need your attention, they don't lose their calm as such, but they keep calling out on you repeatedly. The second technique that I have come to appreciate is to have some time off with the kids. So when I say time off, means you break the decorum of the house. Allow them to break the discipline of the house. Create a mess, play loud music, dance with them, give them the newspaper, tear it into bits. But let them just enjoy themselves. Let them have that free expression time. And once they have that free expression time, you can definitely stipulate the time. Trust me, the kids enjoy themselves so much in that 4 to 5 minutes of time that they won't mind cleaning up later, because they know until they clean up later today, they will not be able to recreate the magic tomorrow. So set that expectation and allow them to have that ball of a time. So this third technique that I'm going to talk about is how during a conversation with my friend, I noticed that she would talk to her child so animatedly all the time. And it kept the child engaged and interested. And it forced the child to reciprocate in a similar fashion. So she told me that she felt that it's very important that you have to give children what their soul wants. And their soul just wants attention, some joy, and some source of entertainment. So you will realize that when kids are having too much fun, they will not listen to you. Why not become a source of their fun? Use animation, be their entertainment, and make them listen to you. The next technique is about a situation wherein you feel more parents. I used to feel at a point of time that I can never get my kids to agree on something. Whatever I pull out for them to wear, they will always have something else to wear. So what I tried doing with my older son was that I would give him 2 or maximum 3 options, and I would restrict his options. Option A, option B, option C, and out of these 3 options, you got to choose one thing. Luckily for me, my eldest son actually does not want to bother a lot with options. He will take the easiest and the most convenient option up, and he will make it work for himself. But for someone like my younger son, who's slightly more finicky about his choices, yes, even at this age, he's just 5 years, but he is slightly, I can already see that he is very thoughtful about his choices. Still, I'm training him to make his pick from the 2 to 3 options that he is given. So this is something that comes in very handy to provide restricted number of options to the children, but involve them in the decision-making process. So you're restricting the frame, restricting the canvas, but still you're giving them a free canvas, you're giving them a plain canvas. Do what you want to do. And that's about it. These are the four techniques and four circumstances wherein I felt that most parents face the challenge of making their kids listen to them. And this was my effort, this was my way of trying to mitigate that dissatisfaction amongst parents and to some extent amongst kids also. Of course, the kids are too young and they are in no situation to understand the implications of what's happening to them. But yes, happy kids are a bone in the house. So that's all from my end. You're listening to Mommy Tencture. This is Anupriya Chaudhary, and this was episode 8, day 11 of 365 days of gentle parenting. Thank you so much. Good night, everyone.